You know about what it costs to run your household on a monthly basis, and you know you should be padding that emergency fund, but are you? It's the little things that can cause the biggest problems in retirement. Coming up, how to avoid making costly mistakes and get your financial health in order for 2024.
And now, Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. This is Wealth Health Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe Murphy's here. Joe, an investment advisor representative. I'll spit it out. He's a fiduciary. Murphy Wealth Management is where you find him, where he's been helping folks for more than 20 years. As always, Joe, hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well, Steve. It's the holiday season, ready to rock and roll. I know most of our radio listeners are probably driving around. Maybe you have the car radio turned up here, trying to get last-minute shopping get from place to place. So we'll try and keep you occupied while you're fighting traffic.
All right. Sounds good to me. And, you mentioned talking about what it costs to keep our household afloat. And we have a general idea, but specifically, I think we might be a little lacking in the knowledge. And when it comes to putting a retirement plan together, it's important to have that budget or that lifestyle expense report, whatever you want to call it. We need to have it.
Yeah, it's the organization, Stephen. And last week we talked a little bit about it, and I ended up getting a lot of questions to the firm from that show. And I mentioned a budgeting strategy that was from Elizabeth Warren's book, The 50-30-20. And I had some questions to elaborate. So I wanted to talk a little bit about today and kind of break that strategy down so maybe some of our radio listeners can incorporate some budgeting strategies because it really will make an impact over time, not overspending. Is particularly, Steve, in this environment, this economy that we are in right now, every penny counts. And if this helps just one person out there, I think this will be a well worth segment. So I'm going to dive into this, Steve, and please feel free to stop me with any questions, and then we'll see if we can get this broken down for people. So Elizabeth Warren popularized this strategy. She wrote a book. It's called All Your Worth, The Ultimate Lifetime Money Plan. So if you want all the deep details or the deep dive on that, you'd have to go buy Elizabeth Warren's book. But I'm going to kind of paraphrase it and take the shortcut here to explain the overall. So the key takeaways on this strategy is the rule states that you should spend that 50%, half of your after-tax income needs to be spent on your needs and obligations, the things that your life cost you to run. So 50% of your after tax, and you have to be careful between net and gross. If you get your paycheck and you see your gross amount, the net is what's going into your account. That's what we need to budget on. After all the FICA and the taxes come out, that is your net income. That is what we want to budget around. So cut that in half and do a quick little overview on your expenses. Does 50% of your income cover your needs, the things that you have to pay, mortgage, clothes, groceries? And if you're not there yet, we'll show you some ways to shave off maybe off the 30% in needs and wants or the 20% to kind of beef up that to make sure your have-tos or your must expenses are taken care of. The remaining half is going to be split up. 20% between savings for retirement, your future self, that emergency account, and debt repayment. And then the other 30%, what's left over, is for your wants. This is going to be your going out to dinner, your little splurges, you know, that the suit that you want to buy or the dress that you want to buy. This is going to be that 30% for your wants. So we try and keep it really, really simple. With that 50-30-20, because if you've never used a budget, this is a great way to get your feet wet because it is extremely simple. It's very self-explanatory. It's very easy to use. It's straightforward, and it makes it simple to comprehend and apply to any situation. And what it will do, it will get you in the habit, in the discipline of saving money. And that's what it's all about in this environment, Steve. Not sure, like I said, you know, I talked to a lot of different people from a lot of different income levels. And it seems to me that people are running short and they're putting that extra expense on that credit card. And that's really what we want to avoid. So incorporating a simple strategy like this can give you balance and show you how to save. Why is this important? Why does every penny count? There is an incredible story that I read, and it's an older story. It's from 2014, but the lesson in the story will go on for eternity. This is about a 92-year-old gentleman. The gentleman's name is Ronald Reed. He was born in 1921 in the great state of Vermont. And he was very determined at a young age to become the first person in his family to graduate high school. He walked and hitchhiked, can't do that really anymore, 10 miles every day to school until he graduated. I personally can't imagine doing that, but I used to hear my dad say that stuff to me. We walk 5 miles in the snow. You know, and that's the kind of guy that this guy was. He joined the United States Army upon graduation to serve our country during World War II. So after returning from the war in 1945, he worked almost 25 years at Haviland Service Station, which actually, if you look it up, is still in business in Vermont.
Okay.
He was one of the guys, the full serve, Steve. I don't know if you remember those.
I remember those guys,
yeah. Where they fill up your car. That was Mr. Reed. He was doing that, and he did it for 25 years. He was extremely loyal from his employer's talk about him. And he decided eventually, after 25 years, he wanted to try something else. He quit and became a janitor at JCPenney's. He did this for the rest of his career, which was roughly another 20 years. So here's the funny part. This is where it gets good. He was a millionaire almost the time that he worked as a janitor. So over 25 years working at a full-service gas station, he became a multimillionaire, a top 1%. So how did this guy on a lower income level amass a staggering $9 million in assets?
$9
million? $9 million, Steve. I mean, that's amazing. Oh, so how did he do it?
Yeah.
I mean, how a frugal lifestyle, budgeting, putting money into the market. He understood some basic components. The guy was very bright. What he would do is he would read the Wall Street Journal from cover to cover every day, and he would be very frugal with his spending and savings, and he would take whatever he could out of every paycheck and buy good companies. He came from the Warren Buffett school of investing. So he was looking for value companies that he could just throw money in long term, and every penny counts. We always talk on this show, Steve, what is the main ingredient that investments need to really grow? And it's time. And what this guy did is astounding. $9 million in 25 years off a salary that would be considered lower income is amazing to me. And this guy did it by budgeting. So that's why I wanted to tell that story, because budgeting is so important. And every penny that you can save for your future self, if you understand some basic rules about investing and you don't get swayed by the media or the headlines, and you find good companies and you invest religiously over a period of time, you can amass your own fortune. You can do that in this country. That is the most wonderful thing about this country, is Wall Street does not discriminate. They will take anyone's money. So you can
yes,
absolutely plow as much as you can in there and save for your future self. But you have to know where you are to get started. And that's where budgeting really helps. And that's why I really wanted to elaborate on this 50-30-20 rule, because it will help some people out there start the savings. So again, what do you do when you start amassing this savings? You don't want to just pop in your bank account. The average interest rate that Americans are getting just plopping their money in a savings account is 3.9. You're losing by keeping it at these bank accounts. There are other options out there, especially in this higher interest rate environment, really to beef up. So once you get that emergency account built up to where we need it to be, then you can start streaming money into that market and buying good stocks, not things that are pie in the sky or you think you're going to hit a 10-bagger, some Wall Street jargon there for those of you who are the traders out there. We're not trying to shoot the moon, but we want to get a systematic, disciplined approach to get money into the market, into good companies, and have that extra ingredient that makes things magnify, and that is time.
Exactly. And so as you start working with folks, and what a great story. And this is something that I think there is a lesson there to be learned. And one of the things we talk about is saving. You talk about a budget, but automating the savings is something that we really should take a look at.
I think so. You know, things that are going to make, look, technology is not all bad. I am a technological dinosaur. Most of my clients understand that after talking to me for a couple minutes. Technology is not my forte, but we still incorporate it in our daily lives. And the automated payments and the automated savings is very helpful, because look, Steve, we're busier as Americans than we've ever been. It's really hard to sit down and balance your checkbook and say, hey, this is going here, and manually write checks. automation can really help keep you on track when it comes to saving. Having that automatic coming out of your account, investing in your Roth, investing in your taxable account, or just beefing up that emergency account can help you stay on track. And as you're doing your budgeting, you can increase the amount that you're saving every single month. So if you're maybe going out to eat a little more often than you normally do, maybe you can cut that back a little bit. And a little bit of side note on that, Steve, I had an experience over the weekend that I wanted to share with everyone because it blew my mind. Connor finished his first semester at Purdue, did a great job. One of his favorite places to go is a little Japanese place that is sushi and sashimi. The kid loves it. So it's a treat. It's not cheap, but we wanted to reward him for his first semester.
Sure.
So we all put in our orders. Amber was looking at their online menu and put in our order and got the total. And I looked at the total, and we've ordered from this restaurant so many times, and we would either go into the restaurant or call in. And I'm looking at the price, and it's like, looks like it's about 40% more than it normally is. I was like, wait, don't put that online order in. I said, let me call. I called, got the price. It was 30% more expensive to order online, place your order online, because the menu that the restaurant was using was through DoorDash, and they are charging a 30% premium for the same food that you would be picking up. I was so astounded by that. I said, I have to talk about that on the radio, because look, these companies will take your money if you're not wise to it. You have to understand where they're gouging and where you can save money. That is a very simple thing, to take an extra 5 seconds and call the restaurant as opposed to the convenience of ordering online. They are hammering us due to convenience. You need to overcome that and not give that money away to these companies. That's money that you can save for your future self.
That sounds like a plan, Joe. In fact, let's go ahead and invite folks to call and come on in, talk about it.
Absolutely. And this is your time to have a conversation with this fiduciary financial advisor that's in your ear right now. So next 10 callers, we're just going to have a conversation. What's burning? What do you want to get accomplished? How are your investments doing? What questions do you have to take that next step? That's the conversation that we want to have. So whether you are a pre-retiree, you're in retirement, you're struggling with RMDs, you're not sure about tax efficiency, this is your opportunity to have that powwow with this financial advisor. Next 10 callers, Steve, give them that magic number and we will get to work.
800-930-5905. That is the number. It's why we're giving you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances. As Joe just said, there's no cost, there's no obligation. Find out how much risk you're taking. What about red flags that might be a problem for you down the line? Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? How about potential tax liabilities? And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefit. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, just give us a call, 800-930-5905, 800-930-5905.
When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion on avoiding costly mistakes and getting that financial health in order for 2024 right after this.
We're back on Wealth Health Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe Murphy's here. And again, we're talking about, in the first segment, you really kind of took a deep dive and talked a lot about the budget and how important that is, and automatically setting up our savings. Yep, all of that. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about often is, you know, the market's doing what the market does. And, you know, you just said this. I mean, I heard a story, a rather lengthy story, where somebody was talking about how the economy is just so great right now. And then you hear the other side, and no, it's not.
It's pretty interesting.
How do we know what's right, Joe?
I always trust my gut. I don't trust what other people are telling me. I trust my own experiences. And I think our radio listeners here on AM 560 are very similar. You know, I'm a big quote guy, Steve, and I always, like, for the show, I love to look at quotes. They're inspiring. And, you know, as I was looking at some new quotes for the show, I happened upon one and I had to read it. So I'm going to read this. And this is from our current president. I think he's, the 46th president of the United States of America, Joseph Biden. Mm-hmm. And Joe has a quote which is outstanding, and I want to break it down and get our radio listeners' thoughts here. He says, "Don't tell me what you value. Show me your budget, and I'll tell you what you value." Joe Biden.
Whoa, interesting. That's not bad.
No, it's not. But what I'd like to do is flip the script and ask him his own quote. And, you know, we could see what this government led by Joe Biden really values by our government's budget. So I'll let our radio listeners kind of figure out what Joe Biden values based on our budget.
I see what you did there.
I wanted to see it. So I had to throw a little bit out there. But you brought up an excellent point, Steve, about how people are feeling about this economy and what economists are telling us. So economists are telling us that there is no recession. The economy is absolutely ripping. If we're looking at black and white numbers, unfortunately, we don't live in a binary world where it is all numbers. We have to look at what's called consumer sentiment. And one of the quotes that I saw, and I was reading a bank rate study. Bank rate's awesome for economic studies out there. And it kind of gauges consumer feelings about what's going on in the economy. And right now, people are really struggling. Our government may not see that. These economists may not see this, but we talk to people every single day. And it just seems inflation has reared its ugly head, and it's just a stubborn beast that will not go away. And what we're seeing here, and what my personal experience is with the conversations that I have, not only with clients, but business owners. I know a restaurant owner, Steve, that we were talking over the last like 6 months. They said, you know, we're busier than ever, but our cash register is empty. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, 95% of the orders that are coming in, it's all credit card. He said, no one is using cash up front. No one is using a debit card. It's all credit card orders. That tells me something. That tells me that Americans are struggling right now to make ends meet, and that extra money that they're accustomed to spending isn't in their bank account anymore. And what they're using is credit to get by. Well, eventually, with these types of interest rates, that's going to rear its ugly head. That's why I really wanted to focus on budget on this show, Steve, to give people a ray of hope to say, you know what? I can do this. I can get my finances back in order. I don't have to be a victim of these high interest rates and what's happening with this economy. So if we look at some of the statistics that's happening in our economy right now, it's very interesting because Americans, the population, you and me and all our radio listeners, we're disputing the economy's strong appearance on paper, and 66% of us say the economic environment has negatively affected our finances. And it's a share that jumps to 85% for Americans who feel the economy is in a recession. So there's a large portion of us that not only feel the economy is doing poorly, but that we are actually in a recession. And there's a name for it, and it's an interesting name. It's called a silent recession, where even though the data and the indicators are not showing a recession, Americans in our sentiment over the economy is down to an all-time low. And that's because people are struggling. We did see some wage movement on the upside. Unfortunately, the cost of goods and services have been so crazy, it's eaten up any wage growth, and people are in the same boat that they were, just more miserable because now they can't afford anything. So this is a really tricky environment. And who do you trust? I just refuse, Steve. I refuse to listen to an economist. And no offense, but this is a quote from an economist. And what he said is, hey, if we were in a recession, would household consumption have gone up 4% in the third quarter of this year? Certainly not. Americans would be without a job, says Joe Brusalis, chief economist at RSM. There's a reason we don't let households or middle-level managers define a recession. You're not talking about economics and finance. You're talking about public sentiment. That is the exact view of why we have a problem, because you have one side that is running our economy and making the calls and analyzing it that are thinking in one direction. And the American people are like, hey, wait a minute, this isn't working. I know you're saying it's working, but that doesn't make it work. We're having trouble here. We need some help. And that's the problem that I have. We are in a silent recession. Even though the job postings are, you know, at all-time lows, we're not having, you know, people getting fired left and right yet. We haven't seen that happen, but people are still struggling. It doesn't take the struggle away, especially for people that aren't making $200,000 a year. you know, for the high net worth and the high income earners, Steve, they can glide past a lot of these problems. But for people that are, you know, pursuing the American dream with their family and just trying to keep ends meet, it's been a real struggle out there. So don't let some economist tell you that everything is bright and rosy. But this is one of those things, Steve, that you have to take control. You have to take control of your own finances. You have to find something that fits you so you can make it through this environment, regardless of what all these professionals are telling us what is and what isn't.
Well, again, it's easy to get sort of sucked into that whole media show, and you know, and that's what it is. They're always talking, you know, gloom and doom, and it's easy to get caught up in that. But again, I'm going to call Joe. I'm going to call you because you're that voice of reason, that voice of calm, that you take the emotion out of it.
You have to, not only with trading and investing, Steve, it's got to be an emotionless call. You can't get attached to any of these companies. It's just, it's folly. But the same thing happens with everything. You have to look, you have to get the emotion out of decisions. You have to look at some numbers here, especially when it comes to personal situations, personal finance. You really have to crunch the numbers. But there's a human element in all this, and we cannot forget that as people. We cannot forget that as a community. We have to understand that not everyone fits in a perfect, you know, box, that it's, you know, one size fits all. That's not how this works. And that's what we wanted to offer out there. We can have a conversation. We can talk about your budgeting tactics, and maybe I can give you some tips that are going to help you get you over that hump so you can make it through this environment and move forward instead of get sucked down with all this high interest debt. And that's the scary thing for me, Steve, is that hasn't even come to roost yet with the debt that the Americans are running right now. These interest rates are crushing. They are really high. And then the Fed comes out and says, hey, you know what, we're going to soften up and we project rate cuts coming in 2024. Market takes off, all good. And then they're coming out and saying, no, wait, we didn't mean that. These guys are talking out two sides of their mouth. And like I said, the Fed is a very difficult job, but you have a lot of talking heads in there, and those talking heads are talking out of opposite sides of their mouth. So it's, who do you trust? Like you said, Steve, don't get pulled into headlines. Don't get pulled or don't get swayed into decision-making by the media. They are not your friend. You need someone that is on your side, that is unbiased, that is transparent, is going to help you get through today and plan for tomorrow.
Well, independent fiduciary like you are at Murphy Wealth Management, that plays a key role as well.
Yeah, it does. And you know what? This is an opportunity for all our radio listeners out there. You're driving down the road. My mind's on Christmas. My mind's on family. But it's never far away from finance. And this is an opportunity for you. If you're listening in your car and you're driving down the road and you're saying, you know what? I really need to handle this. This is an opportunity to start that, have a conversation with the fiduciary financial advisor, and you don't have to worry about saying the wrong thing or asking the wrong questions. It's a conversation back and forth, and we'll see if we can get you going in the right direction. Steve, give our listeners that magic number, and we'll get to work.
800-930-5905. Jot it down, folks. 800-930-5905. It's an opportunity to get that financial roadmap put together once and for all. Here's your chance to get a true practical financial review. And if you're listening, call us, 800-930-5905. 10 callers right now gets the comprehensive financial review. You're going to see where you are today, but more importantly, you're going to find that you now have a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. So in short, you've got nothing to lose. Call right away, 800-930-5905, 800-930-5905.
There's no question that life can be stressful at times. Managing it is the key. When we come back, we're going to show you how to diagnose and treat your financial portfolio stress right after this.
Hey, we're back on Wealth Health Radio. Joe Murphy's here. I'm Steve Siddall. And Joe, of course, an independent fiduciary advisor, Murphy Wealth Management. MWMfinancial.tax is the website. I would encourage you to check that out as well. And, you know, we're talking about stress. We've kind of been talking about stress ever since we started the show, because there's a lot of stressful things going on out there. And one of the things that you've stressed to me, and this is in a good way when I say stress, but define the goals, define your goals, write them down. And it's so important to write them down.
It is critical, guys. And I'll say this again, because they talked a little bit about this on another show, but this is so important and it works so well, is you have to be goal oriented. In order to accomplish something, you need to know what that something is, and you want to ingrain it in your subconscious. And one of the tricks that I've shared previously on this show is what I will usually do, and I'm a goal oriented person, is I'm going to take my top three goals, whether that's for the quarter, whether that's for the year, and I write them down on a piece of paper. And I take that piece of paper and I put it by my nightstand. And every night before I go to bed, I read those goals. Every morning that I wake up, I read those goals. My mind is constantly actively working to accomplish those goals. Even if I'm working on something else, I find myself achieving these goals much faster, much easier, because I have them in my mind constantly. Try it. Give it a try. The worst thing that can happen personally for you is that it doesn't work, but at least you'll get some goals written down.
That's right.
But if it does work, it may change the way that you look at your finances. So give it a try.
800-930-5905 is the number to call. And so we talk about goals, and we have to figure out what we actually have. And then one of the ways that you put this together for us is, you know, we've got a safety bucket, we've got an income bucket, we've got a growth bucket, you know, and they're defined in many different ways and in different scenarios, but it's basically the same thing. We got to have money that's safe.
You have to. You have to have money that's safe. You have to have money that's producing income for you, or it's going to be really hard to get the things that you want if you have no income coming in. And then growth. You know, we just felt the wrath of inflation, and we're still feeling the wrath of inflation. So one of the most effective ways to keep up with the rising costs of goods and services in this country is wage earning and the market. Because earning is going to help offset those rising costs of goods and services. So to keep it very simple for our clients, we want to break down their resources, that point A, into those three very valuable buckets. And let's talk about safety. What is safety? Safety is something that you know is not going to decrease due to outside circumstances like market events. You don't want your safety bucket sitting in, you know, options trading. You want your safety bucket sitting in a brokerage account, sitting in a bank account, earning a good interest rate, not 3.8, more like 5.26, but you want that money accessible. It needs to be liquid. We talked about the importance of having an emergency account. This is your safety pile of money. That emergency account is critical, because if crisis happens in your life, and they do, guys, we've all been on this planet, you've all had experiences, you know, when crisis hits, that emergency account can make that crisis into a mere inconvenience. We need to have that set up. But how much you need in there is different for everyone and the goals that you want to accomplish. That second bucket is going to be your income generators. So a lot of people are going to have Social Security coming in, and that is the most valuable source of income that most retirees have. It's guaranteed by the U.S. government, and it's going to keep coming. We talked about potential cuts in 2033, something to be aware of, but this income bucket is going to be your paycheck coming in for 10, 15, 20, 30-year retirement. It's an important bucket. We want to maximize your retirement income. We can use things like annuities. You're going to have pensions. You're going to have Social Security. These are your income buckets. The last is the growth. And this is where we still have the investments. We hang on. Some people may not be comfortable with straight stock portfolios or mutual funds or target date. They just don't want volatility in retirement. Does that mean you are subjected to a simple fixed interest rate? No. There's some annuities out there that are particularly designed to do just that. They grow safely without market risk. And some of these that we've seen have double-digit returns with no risk in an upside market. There's no fees in these things. So they can really partner up well with a pile of Roth money. Or if you have some fund money, we really want to grow safely and you just can't stomach potential volatility, that's where these little growth annuities come into play. So depending on your situation, your goals, we are always going to address these three buckets. But how much you put in each bucket, what vehicle drives your bucket, is going to be customly designed by Murphy Wealth Management to suit your situation and your goals.
I like it. And so when it comes to income, like you said, there are many ways that we can generate income without using the market.
Yes, absolutely. And like I said, one of the best ways, well, interest rates are really high right now. So it's attractive to a lot of people. You know, you're like, why would I take risk in the market when I can get myself 5% in a T-bill, you know, for less than a year? It's these rates are awesome. However, that might not be sustainable. You know, we had the Fed, again, talking out of two sides of their mouth saying, hey, we're going to cut rates here. If they cut rates, those treasury yields are coming down. The interest rates on your CDs are going to be coming down. So do you lock up that safe money, you know, that growth bucket into a 10 or a 15 year treasury? No, you don't want to do that. So that's where these annuities come into play, because it allows you to have your cake and eat it too. We know the money's safe. We know we're never going to have any type of market risk. We know we're never going to have any type of company or advisory fee. So there's no fee eating at it, but it grows upside. It has upside market potential with no downside risk. So if the market's going up, you have the opportunity to capture those gains. Not only capture them, Steve, but every year that goes by that you post gains inside that little annuity, it locks it in. So you stair step up and you can never lose the gains that you have locked in. That is the biggest difference. When I have a growth investment account, we're trading and we're making our clients money, which is fantastic in an upward market. However, if the bottom falls out and a black swan hits, I can't safeguard without selling those assets. The annuity protects against just that. Your previous held gains that you had locked in will never go away. They become your new floor, as opposed to the investments that can be like a yo-yo at sometimes in volatile markets. It's a safe way to expose your money to potential upside market, but you do not have the market risk. Big difference. If any of our radio listeners are interested in that, I can run a couple of illustrations and you can see over the last 5 years, if you had done this based on a hypothetical over the last 5 years of market performance, what you would have received had you gone forward with something that is protected against market risk, but offers the upside. It's eye-opening, Steve, but you got to call to find out.
800-930-5905 is the number. And so as long as we're talking about income, let's talk a little bit about life insurance and how that can become income.
Oh, absolutely. That's a good one, Steve. Life insurance is not just, this is not, you know, old school life insurance where, you know, you have it at work and if you pass away, your family's going to get a death benefit. That is absolutely fantastic. And life insurance can be used in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. We can use it to cover a mortgage or a large debt. We can use it to cover a certain period of time. Your time where your family is most vulnerable, most likely your earning years while you're working. So for me right now, I'm worth more in the ground than I am above it. But I want it that way because I'm the breadwinner in our family. So if something happens to me, I know during the next 20 years, I want Amber to be taken care of. I have a term policy to cover that. It's very cheap and it covers me. However, that's not all there is with life insurance. There are permanent policies that are guaranteed out to age 100. It's a fixed premium and they pay what's called target. So as long as you fund this thing, a target is guaranteed to go to age 100 or when you pass away. It has a traditional death benefit like all their life insurance. So anything happens to you during that time, boom, family gets paid. Here's the difference, and this is why I like these things. They build cash value. We were talking about how the annuities grow safely. They have life insurance that are indexed as well. So you can actually grow that cash value indexed against the market with zero risk. Here is the most beautiful part, especially for our high income earners out there listening to this show. You can pop money into this life insurance plan, and because of the IRS code, down the road, you can actually pull that money out in the form of a policy loan without having to pay any taxes. It becomes like a safety haven for high income earners that may be priced out or phased out of contributing to a Roth. This becomes a little piggy bank that is 100% tax free because the distribution is classified as a loan. You might say, all right, Joe, so what's the interest? The interest is very low, but here's the deal. You never have to pay the loan back. If you never pay the loan back, the interest might accrue at 2.5%. It's just going to be taken out of the death benefit that would be payable to the family. So again, another vehicle that can be used for multiple purposes. That's how I run my portfolios. That's how we run our products, because we don't know what's going to happen in our clients' lives. I need something that accomplishes multiple things with one vehicle, and life insurance can do just that.
Man, that's exciting. I mean, I know it seems silly to say I'm excited about life insurance, but that's an exciting thing, and certainly something that not everyone is aware of and how important it can be.
Steve, that's a great point. And look, you know, I get to look at this stuff all day, every day, and we get to build these plans and incorporate different vehicles to accomplish different goals. What I really need from my clients is what they want to accomplish. Then we're going to analyze their resources and we're going to see what's a fit, what's not a fit, what are you comfortable with, what are you not comfortable with. There's pros and cons to everything out there, and you have to weigh them, but you have to be educated on what's out there. And that's what my job is to educate our clients and our listeners on what's available to help them accomplish what they need to accomplish. That's the bottom line. And there's multiple ways to do it, but I like to kill two birds with one stone. I don't want something that just performs well in one environment. I want something that performs well in multiple environments. That's why we incorporate things like life insurance, annuities, investments, SPIAs, all different sorts of financial vehicles to help our clients. There's a lot out there. It can be very complex, but I'm really good at breaking down the complex and making it simple.
You sure are, Joe. In fact, let's invite folks to call and come on in and, you know, hold you to your words.
Yeah, hold me to my word, guys. And like I said, we've had such a fun year, and this is the holidays, guys. And, you know, Steve and I both wish you guys the happiest, happiest holidays, safe, peaceful, and all that. But we also want to be here in case you have any questions, burning financial questions. You might go to a Christmas party and someone mentions something to you and you're like, wait a minute, I never heard of that. You call Joe Murphy and we'll verify it for you.
All right,
this is your
like
opportunity.
It.
Yep, this is your opportunity to have that conversation. Steve, give him that number. We'll get to work, buddy.
You got it, 800-9- 800-930-5905, 800-930-5905. Really, it's all about making the best decision for you, helping you make that decision. And if you've got questions about what we're talking about here today or how it might apply in your own situation, give us a call, 800-930-5905, 800-930-5905.
It's that time again. When we come back, we're answering questions from our listeners and more. Stick around, more to come.
We are back on Wealth Health Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe Murphy's here, and of course, had a great show. And we, you know, we are sort of heading into the holidays. It makes me want to just play songs.
Yeah.
Well, I just think it's, I mean, you know, it sort of puts you in the spirit, right? Puts you,
it really does. Yeah. Funny thing is I'm sure that you have the Alexa at your house. We have it at the office and the house. And Amber and I were messing around. We played on the Alexa. I tried to play a contemporary Christmas station. And what we got was a contemporary Christmas country station. And I'll tell you, Amber and I were almost on the floor laughing. The country singers are very creative with their lyrics. And if you pay close attention, hilarious.
Yes,
so I had
exactly.
a good time and introduced to something new during Christmas time.
All right. Well, that's fun. 800-930-5905. Let's see. We got questions here, Joe.
Sure.
Let's jump in. Meredith is up first, and she's wondering, I'll be retiring with a generous pension and paid in Social Security for 40 years full time. I'm told they will tax my Social Security benefit about 85%. Now, I'm holding off applying until I know for sure. I also have a small 401k that I don't plan on touching until I am required to take minimum monthly distributions. I'm planning to retire at 63. That's next year. Why will I be taxed so much?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, Meredith, 40% of the people who receive Social Security benefits must pay federal income taxes on those benefits. So this is usually going to happen if you have income outside of Social Security, because the thresholds are extremely, extremely low to determine the taxation on your benefits. So here I'm going to break down the thresholds for you, Meredith, so you can understand, and then I'll tackle your question. So for all our listeners out there, if you have between $25,000 and $34,000, you may have to pay income tax on up to 50% of your benefits. More than $34,000, married filing jointly, up to 85% of your benefits is taxable. I'm sorry, single. I said married filing jointly. More than $34,000, up to 85% of your benefits are taxable, filing singly. Jointly, if you file a joint return, between $32,000 and $44,000, you're looking at that 50% of your benefits to be taxed. And then anything over $44,000, married filing jointly, 85% of your benefits may be taxed. So we don't know what your income level is here, Meredith, but I would because Social Security is going to be a large portion of your retirement income. This is definitely where you want to get things planned out, especially with potential reductions on the horizon in 2033, 2034. That could put a big damper when you can least afford it. So Meredith, I would like to run one of those Social Security risk score reports for you. If you call in to our reception, you can schedule an appointment, Meredith, and we'll get this run for you to see how at risk you are to those potential benefits. And we can help you determine and educate you on how Social Security is taxed. It's a very simple formula that they use. And if you are going to be subjected to that tax, we don't know. It sounds like you probably won't be, but I can't say for sure until I talk to you, Meredith. Give us a call. We'll run that risk score report, get you rocking and rolling, get you some information so you can make a good decision going forward for your entire retirement.
800-930-5905. Meredith, give us a call. Let's see. On we go. Lisa and Robin are wondering. I'm 64. My wife is 61. I plan to start drawing Social Security next year. Now, I was going to wait until full retirement age, but I have seen too many people die and get nothing. If I start drawing, what is the best option for my wife? Early, full retirement age, or 70? I still work full-time, self-employed, so my monthly benefit should increase slightly.
Oh, Lisa and Robin, great question here. And this is one that we face almost daily with our clients, is when to elect, how to elect. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it's going to depend on your personal situation. So obviously, I can't advise you over the airwaves until we understand the outside resources that we're working with. But one of the strategies that we like to incorporate, because look, Social Security is very valuable. However, if you elect early at 62, you're taking a 30% hit, a reduction of your benefits for the rest of your life. And remember, if you elect early and you're the main breadwinner, the missus is also going to assume that 30% reduction because you elected early. So there's some things to consider here for both Lisa and Robin to make sure that they elect at the appropriate time. Your concern about dying early is a valid one. That's one of the things that we talk about on this show. And I think it separates us from a lot of other advisors, is we want to talk about longevity. We want to know how long your parents lived, so we can get a good indicator, because that is a threat. You know, if you only live a couple of years after you elect, then, you know, if you delay, what was the point? You didn't get that money in your pocket, right? So we want to make sure that we're playing the odds the best way that we possibly can. If you have longevity and your parents live till their 80s or 90s, I think it's a safe bet to try and come up with a strategy to defer Social Security for as long as humanly possible for both of you guys, so we can create larger benefits. How do you do that? And how do you survive? It depends on your outside resources, especially if you have a pre-tax account. Because once you stop working, we are able to fill some of those lower tax brackets with that pre-tax money, defer Social Security. You're guaranteed after FRA, 8% increase a year. Your benefit's only going to grow. But if you can at least wait till FRA age, there's going to be no reduction. You guys will both get full benefits upon retirement. If you can wait that long, it doesn't work out for everybody. Everyone's going to be different. To both Lisa and Robin, call us. We'll run that, and we'll also run that risk report for you that I talked about with Meredith.
Sounds great. Lisa, give us a call, 800-930-5905. Nat has a question. It says, my dad recently passed, and I'm receiving about $180,000 from his life insurance policy. I'm 29 years old, and I'm kind of lost on what to do with it. I'm currently investing 7% in my 401k, which the company I'm working for matches. I've been looking into Roth IRAs, CDs, and bonds, but I do have some student loan debt to pay off. Where do I start?
Well, now you got some stuff going on here. And the one thing that we don't want to have happen, Nat, is that $180,000 benefit is 100% tax-free. So we never have to pay taxes on that claim, which is fantastic. What you don't want to get is that famous Gucci pajama disease. You have that money sitting accessible and, you know, hey, I deserve this. One thing leads to another. And then 5 years down the road, you may be down to $20,000. We have to avoid that like the plague, Nat. But here's the main thing. Is what should you do? It looks like you're contributing a decent amount to your pre-tax, your 401k. Hopefully you got a little Roth element going on in that 401k that you can pop into that. You're looking at a Roth IRA, CDs, and bonds. The Roth IRA is probably your best bet, but you are going to be limited based on your income level for the given year, and then also your age. So the max that you can contribute is $6,500 under 50, and then it jumps that extra $1,000 for the catch-up over age 50 nat. So that's really not going to help account for that $180,000. What I would do is probably look at a mix, a blend between getting some money into that Roth, fully funding that thing, and maybe looking at a taxable investment account. With a taxable investment account, we can do things like rebalancing, tax loss harvesting, and we can manage a portfolio based on your time horizon, your goals to help you accomplish and help minimize and create tax efficiency as we go. So there's lots of different options out there, Nat. What's going to fit you is going to be dependent, but just let's avoid that Gucci pajama disease.
Yes, that's always wise. Let's see, we've got time for another one here. Let's go to Barney. Barney says, I took out a loan earlier this year and just switched jobs. He's saying he took a loan from his 401k. Now, I understand I'll have to pay income taxes and a fee on that loan unless I can roll that loan into my new employer's 401k program. Can I defer the 401k loan income to next year's taxes? Wow.
Yikes. Yikes, Barney. Yikes. So Barney took out a loan earlier this year, and I'm assuming that he was with the employer, took the loan out, and then moved jobs. Once you do that, that loan is due. So you're going to have to make that paid back immediately. It's one of the downsides of holding a loan on your 401k, because once you leave that job, that loan is due and all the taxes and all that stuff, you got to pay it back, or it's going to count as a distribution on your income taxes. And you do not want that.
No,
Barney.
No.
I am not sure if you're going to be able to roll that loan into a new 401k plan. It's possible, but probably unlikely. You need to call your new HR department and see if they will roll that loan over. And if that is the case, absolutely have at it. I've just never heard of it being done that way. But I've been surprised too.
Sure.
You know, I was very surprised with a client. They had a pension. And most of the times when you elect your pension designation, whether you're taking life only or a spousal continuance, it's final. I ran into a pension where it's not final, so I'm not the be-all, end-all say, but if you need some help, Barney, I will absolutely call with you to make sure you get the right information. But in most cases, that loan's going to be due, very prudent to pay that back, so you're not sitting there with taxes and potential penalties on that distribution. You want to tackle this at all costs, buddy.
800-930-5905. Barney, give us a call, and that's going to have to wrap it up, Joe.
Well, that is going to wrap it up. So we tried to create a fun show today, Steve. You know, I always enjoy talking to you and all our radio listeners. So this year has been just an absolute blast, guys. I've had so much fun getting to know a lot of you, and hopefully more in 2024. We are revving up. So we're going to take a brief break from the radio, enjoy family, each other, get our firm all rocking and rolling, and we're going to hit the new year in style. So very excited. Don't lose faith, guys. We got each other, community, and that's the most important part. Look out for each other, be kind, and we're going to see you in a couple weeks. Everyone have a great week. Steve, my man, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, and I'll talk to you after the new year, buddy.
Merry Christmas, Joe. Indeed, we will be back.
The content of this radio show is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any type of securities. Joe Murphy, MWM Advisory Group, and Murphy Wealth Management are not responsible for the consequences of any decisions or actions taken as a result of the information provided in this radio show and do not warrant or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. The information discussed today reflects the views of Joe Murphy and his guests as the date of this show and are subject to change without notice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Any forward-looking statements or forecasts are based on the assumptions and actual results may vary from such statements or forecasts. No reliance should be placed on any statements or forecasts when making any investment decision. Accordingly, listeners should not rely solely on the information provided today in making any investment decision. There is a risk of loss from investing in securities, including the risk of loss of principal. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will be profitable or suitable for a particular investor's financial situation or risk tolerance. Asset allocation and portfolio diversification cannot assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses.